I wonder how I ever managed to fall asleep before you were there to hold. With a twinkle in her eye and a quick kiss, she demanded, Are you saying that I'm boring? Uh-uh, he answered with a suggestive wink. In fact, I say we disregard Mavis and go try out the forbidden bed. I need a nap. I want to honor Mavis's wishes, Catherine replied, shaking her head from side to side. But I'm assuming you have a place to sleep somewhere in this house, she continued with a mischievous grin. That I do, but you're right about the Phillips. They're going out of their way to make sure we have a nice wedding. I guess we'll have to try sleeping alone again. With a humph, Catherine crawled off his lap and disappeared into the bedroom for a minute. She returned with a pile of his clean clothes and toiletries. You'll need these, then. John took the clothes from her and sat them on a nearby end table. I still want to kiss goodnight, he whispered, chucking her under the chin gently. Wrapping her arms around his waist, she laid her head on his chest with a sigh. Two more nights, she groused. Seems like forever. Pushing her hair back from her face, John traced kisses down her temple to her mouth. Capturing her lips in a fervent kiss, John let his hands splay over her backside. When he discovered the zipper of the pants running along her spine, his hands couldn't resist toying with the obvious seam. A stealthy hand slid the fastener open and released the hook and eye at the waist so he could access the soft, satin tap pants underneath. While their tongues danced, John warmed the satin with a gentle caress. Uncle, he mumbled as he broke away from her sweet kisses. Uh-uh, she murmured, trailing kisses down his neck until she reached the buttons on his shirt. My turn to make you squirmy, she whispered against his chest as she laid each button open. 2 days, baby, he groaned. Just 2 days. Too long, she answered in a sultry whisper. Sneaking a hand into John's shirt, Catherine teased a feather-light path down his chest to the waistband of his jeans. Grabbing her hand and bringing it to his mouth, he placed a kiss across her knuckles. Pulling his head down to hers, she tasted his lips again and slid her right hand around his neck. Bravely, her left hand slipped down his spine, past his waistband, until she was able to cup his firm fanny and pull him closer. Oh, woman, he moaned. If we don't stop now, we never will. Then, placing his hands firmly on her hips, he took a step back. I'm not scared anymore, John, she quietly whispered, approaching him slowly. I want to be your wife, in every way. In a throaty whisper, she murmured. In God's sight, I, Catherine, take thee, John, to be my husband. Now, baby, we promised to wait. We only promised to wait until we became man and wife, she replied quietly. Then she took a deep breath and continued. In God's sight, I, Catherine, take thee, John, to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward. Lifting her face to his, Catherine kissed John passionately. For better or worse, for richer and poorer, in health and sickness, she said, touching his shoulder gently. To love and to cherish. With tears clogging his throat, John lifted his head and put a kiss on her lips. Wrapping both of his arms around her waist, he begged. Leave the next part out. I want you to be mine forever. Catherine nodded against his chest and kissed the base of his neck. Looking up, she captured his face. According to God's holy ordinance, I pledge myself to you, and you alone. John kissed her. He kissed her with a passion unlike anything he had ever experienced before. She smiled against his lips when they came up for air. I thought you wanted to wait. John chuckled, then sobered. I want to see you in your white dress and hear the minister pronounce us man and wife. I want to prove to you that I'm a man of my word. Just 2 days, baby, he pleaded. If I have to take a cold shower every hour from now until then, I'll do it. Catherine silenced him with a finger against his lips. Handing him the white athletic socks from the pile of clothing he purchased for her, she tipped a saucy grin in his direction and teased, Guess I'm not the only one with cold feet.